5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Looking for a place to watch the game tomorrow night, may I suggest Funky Buddha in Oakland Park.
Yes.
Good spot to watch a game.
Love Funky Buddha.
Good spot to watch Panthers, too. Panthers are going to be starting before you know it, which is ridiculous. I think their first preseason game is September 22nd. I think the Panthers have a preseason ice hockey game like 10 days, 11 days.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That's crazy. Funky Buddha, it's some crazy Panther fans at Funky Buddha.
Crazy Panthers fans.
They get into it. I enjoy that.
But tomorrow night, wear your Dolphins gear. They've got specials, and they do beer specials and cocktail specials, food specials during the game. And they also have an awesome happy hour that goes on every day, Monday through Friday, 4 till 6:30 p.m. You will always have a good time at Funky Buddha Brewery, the tap room in Oakland Park.
Get the chicken wings.
Get the bison wings. People are talking about them.
Get both, because I don't know about that order.
Wait a second here. This is what Adam Beasley writes at Pro Football Network regarding the Dolphins game tomorrow night, regarding the injury report that came out today. We shared it with you in the 4 o'clock hour. Beasley writes, Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel has ruled Pro Bowl running back Raheem Mostert out Thursday night with a chest injury. And the jury remains out for Devon Achane. Those decisions will have major implications, not just for the Dolphins' chances against the Buffalo Bills, but for fantasy football managers everywhere. Yeah. Mostert got hurt early in the Jaguars game and tried to work through it, McDaniel said. He added that most people don't play through the injury he suffered and added that the short week was a factor in his not playing this week. My sense is it's not something that time won't take care of, McDaniel said Wednesday. However, I'm definitely not going to make him worse by putting him at risk. Former Chargers team doctor David Chow said on X that he believes Mostert suffered a sternoclavicular joint sprain and is likely to miss week three at least as well, but hopefully stay off injured reserve. Yeah. HN, meanwhile, is questionable for the Bills game after participating in Wednesday's one and only true Dolphins practice of the week. Yeah. Had the Dolphins practiced Monday and Tuesday, they probably would have held out both of their top two backs. And Beasley writes, with Mostert out, expect a bigger role for Jeff Wilson Jr., who actually led the Dolphins in rushing in week one with 26 yards. On five carries, and he says, plus, we'll likely see the NFL debut of rookie Jalen Wright, who was a healthy scratch on Sunday.
Raheem, he's a Pro Bowl back, led the NFL in rushing touchdown. Raheem's a great player. Devon Achane is an X factor. He had like seven catches. He can still run the ball out the backfield. Like, Achane is special. Jeff can do the running, all the pounding type stuff. But Jalen Wright, that's the question mark. You draft him in the third round when you already have Pro Bowl running backs. Let's see what this young man can do, because he's a blazer too. He can run. I think he's a 4-3, 4-4 guy as well.
Dolphins are 2.5-point favorites. Over-under is 48.5. Rob Pizzola said that he is playing the over, while conventional wisdom may tell you the under for tomorrow night's game. And we have both played Tua Tagovailoa over 4.5 yards rushing for the game. That's all I'll be focusing on.
Played the damn under in the Jets Niners game. It's like 44. The damn Niners scored 38. I'm like, man, come on, man.
I like Pizzola's notion on the over, too, because it is kind of against conventional wisdom, too. You go, oh, it's a Thursday night. It's a short week. Their big running back is banged up, and Buffalo's trying to establish their running game now, don't have the same kind of passing attack, and everything would lead you to believe the under, and this seems like one of those games that just might go over.
I might have taken the James Cook over 60 yards rushing.
Interesting.
Because I don't really believe in the – I got the Dolphins winning and covering. I just don't believe in the Dolphins' run defense like that yet.
Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana. It's brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Couple other NFL notes. This is from Ian Rappaport. Russell Wilson listed as a limited participant in practice today. I know we discussed earlier that it's not going to be Russ starting. Per Mike Tomlin, they're going to go with Justin Fields again.
All right.
Start him. Leave him in.
And Kyle Shanahan said that Christian McCaffrey will be limited in practice today. Remember, he missed week one on Monday night. And a lot of people took that guy with the number one overall pick in their fantasy leagues. Mm-hmm. It's very possible that he won't play week two as well.
If you were Carolina, would you trade Bryce Young straight up for Russell Wilson?
No.
You would not?
No. Bryce Young has some football left in him.
Yeah, does he?
That's the question. Okay, because I'm with you. Bryce looks terrible. He's little. I'm not arguing for Bryce Young. Bryce, you put Bryce Young in Kansas City. Is he this bad?
Probably not.
It's just Carolina. They gave up stuff to go up and trade him. They don't have no... Adam Thielen is 44 years old. I don't
know. Well, let me change it.
He's the best.
Put C.J. Stroud on Carolina. Are they that bad?
No. C.J. Stroud's better than Bryce Young.
A lot better, right?
He's a lot better than Bryce Young. But I think Bryce got... who is it? The car, the terrible car, the older one.
Derek
Edsel?
No, what's the boy with the Texans and got sacked 92 times?
Oh, Derek Carr.
Like, I don't know if he was that bad.
David Carr.
There you go. I don't know if David Carr was that bad, but he wasn't great, and he got put in a terrible situation. I think Bryce Young is mediocre in a bad situation, and it makes him look terrible.
By the way, did anyone hear what transpired there? Because my audio popped out. Like, I had a glitch in the internet, so I didn't hear much of what you said other than the bad old car, something like that. Did anyone hear me say the Edsel?
No.
I said, you were looking for David Carr. I blurted out the Edsel, which is an old car that, you know, I think was blowing up and whatever. Like, but if anyone heard that, they're delighted. Like, it took me a couple seconds to process what just happened there, but I blurted out the Edsel.
That should be Bryce Young's career assumption. He's the Edsel. He's going to blow up sooner or later. He's okay in a terrible situation. Okay, players don't thrive in terrible situations.
That is delightful. I said the Edsel.
Bryce Edsel.
Man, you're so out on the Panthers, Hawk.
I am.
It's crazy how I understand they're bad. Last year they weren't great.
Here comes the Bryce Young apologist
because
he was doing this last season too. Go ahead, Solana. The floor is yours.
Oh, based on one game, like you're basically saying.
What, did you watch last season?
Yeah, they were bad, but they were supposed to be bad.
They were epically bad. No. They weren't bad. You've seen bad teams. They were horrendous. And the game that you saw last Sunday, they got worse. They're supposed to be better. They got worse. What are you seeing that I'm not?
When you fire your coach that you just hired because he doesn't know what the hell he's doing a fourth of the way through the season, and then Rob Pizzola, I didn't want to call, you know, he was talking about the Panthers, and he actually regretted betting them. He said, I thought they'd be better. They brought in two young guards and Jadeveon Clowney. We need to fix this team with young guards and Jadeveon Clowney?
It's a pretty good way, though, to try to help out your young quarterback who clearly was not ready to start for a bad team, go out and get some fat guys to defend him.
But go get an established offensive lineman who you know is going to protect him.
But they did. They paid one of the Dolphins' best offensive linemen in Robert Hunt a bag to go out there and defend him. Like, they did do that. They went out and got some established, I wouldn't say established, but guys who are good and can be better that are young to go out and defend him. I'm not telling you that Bryce Young is going to be an MVP. I'm just saying he probably shouldn't have been starting last year, but because nowadays in the NFL, you're the number one overall pick. Oh, you got to go start. You got to go lead our team. Bro, some guys like CJ Stroud are ready for that responsibility, by the way, in a much better scenario with much better weapons.
You have to Bryce Young.
I'm just not ready to punt on a guy who probably shouldn't have been starting. And
you're ready to punt on Tua, who led the league in all his stats last season, and you're not ready to punt on Bryce Young. Figure that out.
The exact reason I'm not ready to punt on Bryce Young is because Tua Tagovailoa, his first year, outside of one game against the Cardinals where he looked like a future MVP, did not look good in his first year. The Dolphins had a really good defense and a pretty solid supporting cast, but he didn't look good. And a coach who literally was trying to get in his way of getting better. And everybody said the same thing they're saying about Bryce Young.
And everyone's trying
about
to make
Tua.
Bryce Young better. Like, everyone's trying to help Bryce Young, and he still stinks.
I
so
disagree.
I don't know what.
I disagree.
What do you see?
I'm saying nobody's trying to help Bryce Young. Like, on the contrary, everybody.
What?
Everybody in Carolina, the entire fan base is livid. They hate him.
I'm not talking about the fan base. I'm talking about the coaching staff. The coaching staff was an impediment to Tua. Everything that they're doing in Carolina is to make Bryce Young successful. When it wasn't working under Frank Reich, they brought in someone new. They want Bryce Young to be successful. There's no impediments. Of course fans are going to be angry, but that doesn't have anything to do with anything.
It's been 1 year and one game for a guy that, yep. You know what, maybe it'll take him 2.5 years, 3 years to actually be a solid quarterback in the NFL.
Solid? That's what we're looking? You're defending a guy who you think's upside is solid? They traded to get him over C.J. Stroud. People did this with Tua and Justin Herbert. We can't do this with Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud?
You can. I'm just not ready to punt on a guy because of one bad season and one bad game week one with a new head coach.
Well, I think you put a lot of money on them this week.
Maybe I will.
I think you should.
But Solana, even to that, it's like Jaden Daniels, the Buccaneers beat the hell out of the Commanders. But you watch some of those plays like, damn, this guy got something. Like, yeah, let's keep figuring this out. Let's keep moving forward. Even with Justin Fields is better than Bryce Young. You put Justin Fields on the Panthers for a year in one game, they win more games than with Bryce Young. I honestly believe that.
All right, we'll see. I'll keep riding the Bryce Young train.
I think you should.
He led
jump on some weird trains, man.
He led a 14-0 lead over the Dolphins here at Hard Rock Stadium a year ago. You guys totally like to gloss over that.
I forgot about that. He's better than most quarterbacks in the NFL. You're right. I mean, that game, if I remember correctly, no one was nervous when the Dolphins were down 14-0 in that game. You remember they went down 14-0 real quick, and everyone was like, this is such an easy victory. And it was.
Yeah. He's sitting on the bench. His feet are dangling. I knew we were fine. Put him in a car seat on the bus back to the hotel. We're good to go.
He's throwing to Adam Thielen every single damn down. What do you expect from this guy? Of course. They put nothing around him. Who is running back?
He's a receiver.
Adam Thielen should not be your best receiver, Hawk.
Adam Thielen is an excellent receiver.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
All right, fair.
Yeah. He should be on that commercial with Randy Moss, Emmitt Smith, and Dan Marino.
He's not that old. Jadeveon Clowney. If anyone's old, it's got to be Jadeveon Clowney.
We don't have a defense? Let's bring in Jadeveon Clowney. He's going to save the day. And Robert Hunt.
Adam, I got to look and see how old Adam Thielen is.
Like 37.
Late 30s.
Oh, my God. He's 34. He is old.
That's old in football.
Yeah. I thought he was in his like late 20s.
No, he's been in. Because he had Minnesota when he kind of jumped out. Yeah, he was on a team or two before that, I think.
And really, look, he's 34. But last year, the amount of mileage they put on him because he's the only guy who could catch passes from Bryce Young, he's really like 42 after that one season.
Yeah, he's.
Love how you make it like Bryce Young's getting the raw end of the deal.
I take Gardner Minshew over Bryce Young.
Well, that's why I asked if you would trade Russell Wilson for him.
I wouldn't trade Russell Wilson, though.
If you could get out of Bryce Young right now and like.
No, but now I have Russell Wilson. So I have an old guy that can't play or this young guy that can't play.
Super Bowl winner.
Take Terry Bradshaw.
Listen, I think you'd have to think about it.
All right, guys. So the Marlins lost earlier today. They lost 2 of 3 versus Pittsburgh. They begin a weekend series in the nation's capital tomorrow, 6:45, against the Nationals.
All right.
You mentioned the Florida Panthers beginning their season shortly, Hawk. Remember we were talking about this in the last hour? Roberto Luongo suited up for a beer league, and they ended up winning the championship. So we actually had a caller, Dan in Boynton Beach. He told me he plays in that league, and he had the scoop on what actually went down.
Oh, really? Okay, so what went down? Because Rob Pizzola was kind of saying there's no chance that this played out the way the media is making it sound.
There is a twist here from, I think, what all the tweets were suggesting. The captain of that team that he played for posted on Facebook, like, hey, we need a goalie. Nobody responded. He went to a Panthers event, one that happened not too long ago. We saw pictures of Roberto Luongo at this Panthers event, and he approached Luongo, and he's like, hey, we need a goalie. Kind of just shooting the bleep with him, making a joke, and Lou was like, I'll play. Let me know.
Really? Okay, so there was no tie to the team? Or no. Like, it was just a random encounter, and he said yes?
And the conversation about whether or not it should have been fair for a professional athlete or former pro to play for this team in a championship game, according to, again, Dan and Boynton, he says that the 5-time champs that they dethroned actually have a former NHL player on that roster playing with the team, so this kind of evened the playing field.
Well, come on. Roberto Luongo is a Hall of Famer. I mean, if they just have a guy who played in the NHL, I would tip the hand in the favor of Roberto Luongo there anytime. But that's a cool story then. So it's pretty legit.
Hawk, they won 4-2. That means that some drunk servers scored 2 goals on a Hall of Fame goal.
I mean, they probably made him play blindfolded. He had to play with Bryce Young on his back.
He didn't even feel him.
Would you
trade, slow him down.
Would you trade straight up right now, Hawk, Bryce Young for Roberto Luongo?
100%. I got to get out of that contract if I'm Carolina.
That's what I'm going to title the pod this hour. Bryce Young for Roberto Luongo straight up. Who says no? I mean, you got it. You read that. You got to listen to it, right? All right, guys. You mentioned Raheem Mostert. He's going to be out tomorrow. We'll find out tomorrow about Devon Achane, but your only headline really is Raheem Mostert is out, and tomorrow the Miami Dolphins play the Buffalo Bills Thursday night football.
All right.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Some of the rain seems to have subsided a bit, but there's still a 50% chance of rain. That is your weather.
Excellent word, subsided. A very good weather term. Not even a weather term, just a good word. That impressed me. I thought you were gonna get something wrong there. I'm impressed by you. I thought you were the Bryce Young of weather. I was wrong.
Bryce Young of life.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Smoke your grapes, Swisher Sweets, if you got them.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Just saying to Solana off the air that, we jammed a lot of content into 4 hours today. And somehow tomorrow we're going to have to do it in 2 hours. We have an abbreviated show, so
I'm jacked up about this.
Yeah, you got to get locked in because 24 hours from now, well, about 24 hours and 2 hours and 30 minutes from now, it'll be Thursday night football, Dolphins, Bills, Hard Rock Stadium.
Say a lot to say a lot. Huh?
Nobody says it that way. You're sure?
No.
Sports Day is coming up with Dan Day after us. Then you're going to get Hurricanes Rewind tonight on this very radio station. Somebody texts in about Zach Gelb in the last segment. This douche is a hater. Ben Volen 2.0. Every Wednesday, Zach Gelb will join us, talk football. I enjoy talking football with him.
I do enjoy it. But we say it all the time. We look at Tua very differently than the rest of the world.
But I don't think he's a hater. Like, he picked the Dolphins. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. People don't seem to feel the same way about Gelby that we do.
I hate the whole, they didn't win it, the other team lost it. That makes no sense to me.
In rare circumstances, not Sunday.
No. Yeah. Like when the Canes lost, when they should have kneeled the ball down and ran.
Right.
Like that stuff. No, yes. You have a whole second half where everyone on your team outperforms the other team. No, man, come on.
All right, we are back, baby. Everybody knows my old friend Eric Nunez. He's the big boss in the 305. What do I tell you? He's involved with a car dealership. They are flat out winning. He sells for less. He pays his employees the most, period. Right now, you can choose from a huge selection of Kia models like Sportage, Sorento, Telluride. And with over 500 new Kias in their inventory, all you have to do is just pick the color that you want. Also, they just broke ground on a new Subaru store in Doral, which will go nicely with his Volkswagen and Acura stores. You know Eric, you know he's going to have every one of these dealerships at the number one spot before long. It's what he does. He manages the entire Miami market for the Lithia Automotive Group. That's the number one automotive retailer in the nation. So if you're in the market for a Kia, go see my good friend Eric Nunez and his amazing team in Doral, because when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Let's go. And let's go. Everybody have a great and safe Wednesday night. We will speak with you game day mañana.
They eating dogs.
You need to need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Path, pus.
Take care. Brush your hair.